Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all the listeners. The Radio Pulpit, ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading, ekuseni kwanamhlanje, ubashumayeli Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 6. Ifundeka kanje nge-NIV translation. For there is a proper time and a procedure for every matter. Thou a man's misery weigh heavily upon him. Silbonge izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Manje, the verse that we are reading this morning, ikhuluma nge proper time and a procedure for every matter. The reason for a proper time and a procedure for every matter is that life of every creation has a purpose and it passes through a season and a cycle. Manje, the cycle has an influence as the weather changes. Humans don't stay the same, they change. The weather don't stay the same, it changes. Animals' behavior changes. Those cycles also has an influence in the vegetation. All that God has made with creation yakhe inepe ama seasons lawo ane benefit yaye ku benefita yonke into. Manje, there are animals in a certain season lezes migrateayo. This is a proper time and a procedure kuzo. God created it to be like that. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, I topic ye message yethu ithi reason for the seasons. There is a season number one, a preparation season. There is a season number two, a season of processing. There is a season of testing. There is a season of impact. Manje, it is in a preparation. All of us undergo through a season of preparation. And sometimes when we undergo that a season of preparation, we are not aware of it. Njengoba no Jesu Kristo siyalifunda izwi lapha kuncwadi ka Luke chapter 3 ku verse 4 to 6 lithi leli lizwi, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight the paths for him. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and the hill below. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all the mankind will see God's salvation. Manje masibona lokho ipreparation eyenziwa uNkulunkulu eyenza through uJohn the Baptist. Siyayibona izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, and all mankind will see God's salvation. The purpose of the preparation enzeka eyenziwa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma ngabaprofeti ekhuluma ngezinto ezizokwenzakala. And the Bible tells us ukuthi no John the Baptist was there to prepare indlela kaJesu Kristo, but the purpose and the reason was that all mankind will see God's salvation. UNkulunkulu kwenze yonke imini amatsapha ukuthi akwenze konke for our sake. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje njengoba sibona ukuthi yonke into uma yenzekala ine purpose yakhona. Uma sibheka impilo kaDavide, uDavide uma elwa with a bear, when he fought the bear and the lion, he never knew it was his time of preparation. Ebengazi ukuthi one time he will stand before uGoliath. And we remember into emenza ukuthi akwazi kuma phango uGoliath. Wathi noma ema phango uGoliath, wathi, who is this uncircumcised Philistine okwazi ukuthuka uThixo wethu? Wathi noma bengamthembi as a young boy, wabakhumbuza ukuthi, no, uNkulunkulu mina has prepared me ngokuthi ngibe umalusi and ngiprotect ngiphethe izimvu zikababam ngokuthi ngilwe nebhere bese ngilwa nebhubesi. Manje lapho wayelwa wayengazi ukuthi preparation yakhe. Manje kufana nathi kithi kukhona izimpi esizilwayo and sometimes abanye abantu they give up uma bedlula kuleso simo not knowing ukuthi uNkulunkulu uba preparela for something in the future. Manje sibona nempilo kaJosepha. UJosepha had to go through the pit. Ayiswe emgodini. UJosepha wakhishwa emgodini wayothengiswa. UJosepha waphinda ukungena kwiprison not knowing ukuthi uNkulunkulu was preparing him. Ngoba uNkulunkulu wamprepare nangephupha, aliphupha. Manje koko konke siya prepare endleleni and there's a purpose uNkulunkulu as preparela yona. Sometimes we may not know. Ukuthi manje angithandi ukuthi mangikhuluma ngezwe ngizifake mina kodwa nginobufakazi engingabusho ukuthi esikolweni I used to read yazi mhlambe nina abakhula manje anwas incwadi zika James Hadley Chase. I used to read a lot and read incwadi zika James Hadley Chase and sise boarding school uma sinesizungu ngama recess bekuzogcwala i student eduze kwami relate zonke le story engizifundile ngithanda ukufunda le story lezi and ngibona ukuthi sometimes nento engenzayo abanye bayadodge bayastudisha mina ngilibele ukufunda i story ngizobaxoxela i story. I never knew ukuthi God was preparing me ukuthi ngikhone ukufunda izwi ngoba uma ungakhona ukufunda izwi kuba nenkinga enkulu endleleni kaNkulunkulu. Manje uNkulunkulu kwenzeka izinto nami nawe khona izinto ezazenzeka empilweni yakho uNkulunkulu akuprepare ngazo but that time you never understood ukuthi uNkulunkulu is preparing you for something. Now unowa naye he built an ark to prepare ukuthi uma kufika isimo esinje azange sifike nje overnight simthathe by surprise but he had to prepare for it preparela nabantu ukuthi zani khona into ezayo enkulu. Manje today the situation that we went through as I said we were all prepared, we are all prepared, hence esikhathini esiningi ngithanda into eyenziwayo other nation but umntana maka at the age I think of 2 years bazobeka izinto eduze kwakhe some kind of a toys mhlambe bazobeka udokotela bazobeka imali bazobeka into ethile bamenze ukuthi makuyilanga lakhe birthday yakhe bathi ahamba yothatha something kulezi zinto abazibekile then make yakuleyo nto leyo it means they know manje ukuthi lo muntu lo i-career yakhe in the future izoba la. Manje uNkulunkulu has prepared all of us and is preparing all of us every day nangezwi lakhe uNkulunkulu uyas prepare. Uyabona uma ubheka indaba ka Esther uEsther was prepared for the whole 363 days for to come before the king for only one day. The preparation time may take long but indlela yokuthi upreparoleni it will be very short. Namanje we are still prepared si preparela uJesu prepare umakoti wakhe ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga sizoba na neyundlu njengomakoti walo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma sibona indaba ye preparation kukhona abantu abadlule ezintweni ezinzima and mabedlule ezintweni ezinzima they never knew ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyaba prepare even for abanye abantu ngoba some of the things odlula kuzo uNkulunkulu wants you ukuthi ube nebufakazi or ukwazi ukuyokhuthaza abanye abantu njengoba silifunda lapha ku-2 Corinthians ku-chapter 1 silifunde from verse 3 to 11 lithi leli lizwi praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our trouble so that we can comfort those any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Uyabona ukuthi uqale kwaqala thina sadlule intweni sakhamfatha umoya engcwele uNkulunkulu wasikhamfatha manje uthi uNkulunkulu ezwini lakhe, for just as the suffering of Christ flow over into our life, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. Manje siyabona ukuthi ngokudlula izintweni sakhamfatha ukuze sikwazi ukuyokhamfatha abanye abantu. Manje uma ungazange wadlule entweni angeke ukwazi uzoba nesympathy, not empathy. Isympathy ukuthi awushame, but empathy ungena ezicathulweni zalo muntu, uyayifila lento yalo muntu ngani ngoba udlule kuyo. And most of the time into esiningi esingafuni ukudlula kuyo. Manje again siyabona enye procedure isizini esingena kuyo, isizini ye testing. Isizini ye testing. Now when we look at the book of Job chapter 12 verse 11, it says, does not the ear test the words as the tongue tests the food? Does not the ear test the word as the tongue tests the food? So manje siyabona ukuthi yonke into iyatestwa. Namhlanje sibona izinto ziseshelfini. Those things eziseshelfini esizithengayo zasuka zadlula etestini. Manje uma sibheka izwi likaNkulunkulu nala, sithola ukuthi onke umuntu, Jesus himself, came to a testing season. Uma sifunda lapha ku chapter 4 ka Matthew ukuthi the Holy Spirit is the one eyayenza ukuthi ayo testwa in the wilderness. It's not the devil, but it's the Holy Spirit emlide ukuthi ayo testwa. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu wayemisa kwi ministry. You'll never ever be used by God unless you've been tested. Manje no siyabona even no Moses was tested. Uma sifunda izwi laphayana kuncwadi ka Exodus ku chapter 32 uverse 10 wakhona. Lithi leli lizwi kuverse 10 wakhona ku chapter 32. Now leave me alone so that my anger may not burn against them and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation. Lana sibona abantwana baka Israeli. Uma bonile phango uNkulunkulu, siyazi ukuthi babezenzele a golden calf. Manje uNkulunkulu make se communicator no Moses ngento abayenzile yokuthi benze that golden calf. Uthi uNkulunkulu kuye, I have seen these people, the Lord said to Moses, and they are stiff-necked people. Bese ku verse 10 uthi uThixo laphaya, now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation. That was Moses' test. Ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu athi hayi bayeke mina ngibabulale, wena ngizothatha wena. But Moses wathi no. But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. Oh Lord, he said, why should your anger burn against your people whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your of his anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servant Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you saw by your own self. I'll make your descendants as numerous as the star in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be theirs inheritance forever. Manje uyabona ukuthi kwakuyitest ayengene kuyo ngoba bekungenzeka ukuthi mina nawe mase sizwa uNkulunkulu athi hayi ngizoba susa bonke laba bantu, ngithathe wena ne family yakho ngenze isizwe ngayo, mina nawe besizo reacta kanjani or besizo responda kanjani? Manje yinto ababe uNkulunkulu amtesta ngayo naye ukuthi is this for the people or is he for himself? Manje ziningi izindlela uNkulunkulu asithesta ngazo. Siyathola futhi was tested lapha uma lapha kuncwadi ka 1 Samuel chapter 24 verse 5 to 22 siyakhumbula ukuthi lapho kwenzakala ukuthi manje uSaul njengoba wayemgijimisa kwenzakala ukuthi manje uDavid abenalo ithuba lokuthi amthole engasese ekumtholeni kwakhe ngasese bekumelezekile ukuthi uma uDavid ebefuna isitulo ngeisitulo sobukhosi ngeforst ebengambulala uSaul kodwa siyathola ukuthi khona lapho wathestwa ukuthi manje uma ehlangana noSaul endaweni lapho ebengambulala uSaul uzokwenza njani kodwa siyathola ukuthi uDavid into ayenza wavele wanqampula ingubo kaSaul kancane ukuze emveni kwalokho ambonisa ukuthi Saul bese ngingakubulala uma bengifuna ukubulala kodwa manje ngoba ngisaba uNkulunkulu ngoba wena uyinceku kaNkulunkulu manje izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela kukhona lapho ukuthi naye wayethestwa ukuthi ume kanjani ngoba kukhona abanye abantu abafuna ukuthi isikhathi sabo singekafiki bazame ukususa umuntu endaweni manje uNkulunkulu uthestana ngendlela eziningi manje esikhathini esiningi ekuseni kwanamhlanje let us bear in mind that in one way or another we will face a season of testing if Abraham was tested if Jesus Christ was tested who are we not to be tested some of our are the challenges that we go through them it's not about the devil in fact sometimes it's about our testing to be weighed how strong we are we ready ukuthi simelane nezimo ezinjengale ezihlukene manje uJobu naye siyathola bangcwele ukuthi noJobu ngokwakhe wadlula etestini ene masifunda lapha yana Job chapter 23 siyafunda uverse 10 wakhona little uJob uthi but he knows the way that I take when he had tested me I will come forth as a gold when he has tested me I will come forth as a gold siyatestwa singena emlilweni asho uncwadi kaPetro lapha ku 1 Peter chapter 1:7 athi our faith which is greater worse than gold which is tested by fire we will be tested and may result in a praise when Jesus appears here then we see the reason for this season of testing ukuthi sidlula emlilweni to be purified njengoba nasezwini lapha ku Isaiah athi uNkulunkulu uma esidlula emlilweni uzoba nathi akasho ukuthi uma sidlule emlilweni uzosikhipha ama the Hebrew boys uma bengena emlilweni azange bakhishwe kodwa bangena emlilweni sebesemlilweni kwabonakala owesine uma ngabe owesine wayengekho before bengena emlilweni kube basha ngomlilo kodwa bangena owesine vele seke khona noma namhlanje noma baphuma ngalelo langa baphuma bebathathu owesine soloke sele lapho sikhuluma ngoJesu ke ukuthi uma singena emlilweni esingena kuwo let us understand ukuthi Jesus is there njengoba wayekhona to those Hebrew boys ngoba bangena seke khona ngoba uma bengangene engekho angene after bona ngebeshile manje ngithanda ukusho ukuthi nathi nakithi namhlanje uma kusilingo ongena kuso understand ukuthi Nkosi ucele ukuthi uNkulunkulu engibonise ukuthi ngiphamandla ukuthi ngisadlula kulesi simo makwenzakala ukuthi ngingaphumi kulesi simo ungekaqedi ngami ungaphumi kulesi simo ungekaqedi into oyifunayo ngefuture yami njengama Hebrew boys they were there and izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi laba ababafake emlilweni yibona abangena emlilweni siyabona esikhathini esiningi ukuthi noma sasisesikolweni in order for us to be promoted to the other level yeclass besidlula etestini and uma sidlula kuleyo test leyo esikolweni bekuthi uma ufele itest ubuyele emuva usale lapho until uzipathi test. Kunjalo nala kuThixo. Usayifaila itest, you'll remain lo mkrestu loyo ongakhuli. Ngani ngoba you are failing itest njalo. And manje if umkrestu obala iminyaka, iminyaka yisho lutho. Ngoba baningi abantu azitshela ukuthi uneminyaka engaka esindisiwe, kodwa kayindawo. Akakakhuli ufana nomntwana manje ama test uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi sidlule ebuntwaneni sidlule singene ebudodaneni ngoba we are the children of God but we need ukuthi to pass size sifike endaweni yokuba madodana ngoba manje we don't remain the same ukuthi sihlale singabantwana enkosini uNkulunkulu ufuna us to be matured sifike kwi maturity uThixo ufuna njengami nawe awufuna ukuthi umuntu useke mdala esoloke behavior njengomntwana manje ama test lawo uNkulunkulu wenzela ukuthi akwazi ukusipromoter namhlanje kukhona abantu abangayifuni test abenza izinto eziningi zokuthi bajampe le level ye testing uyazi ungayijumpa is class ekufanele ukuthi udlule kuyo let me tell you izokubamba phambili ngoba manje kuyofuna ukuthi manje wenze izinto zokuhlanganisa into engekho ngani ngoba ujampe i level ethile so uThixo wenza namhlanje sibona amaKristu afuna ukuzenza obani bani abona umuntu enza into ethile naye ufuna ukuyenza akazi lo muntu ukuthi ukuze azofika la udlule kuphi sidlule ezintweni sidlule ematestini and amatest akhona awekho mnandi amatest akhona it's for our benefit ngani ngoba ekugcineni izwi kaNkulunkulu lisitshela ngama crown ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga sizobe siphethe ama crown esiguqe phambi koJesu Kristo simnikeza sithi you are worthy hayi ngani bangcwele ngoba siphase amatest esidlule kuwo manje kuseni kwanamhlanje isimo ohlangabezana naso yazi ukuthi mhlawumbe it's not the devil sometimes igoba esikhathini esini we like to bind and loosen kanti esikhathini esiningi ukubuza uNkulunkulu ukuthi inkosi ngikulesimo what is it that I must do yini ongifundisa yona ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu ufuna ukudlulisa udlule ukuze uthi abanye abantu mabehlangabezana nalokho ukwazi ukuthi uba ukhulume into oyaziyo kubo ukwazi ukuba comforta ukwazi ukubalulekisa ngendlela odlule kuyo may God richly bless you this time and know your season ukuthi kwi-season bani uNkulunkulu akwenze kahle ngegama lika Jesu.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.